Palestinians are gearing up for another day of big protests on the Gaza border tomorrow, the border with Israel. Last Friday, tens of thousands of Palestinians protested along the border. Palestinians have been holding smaller protests every day since. At least 19 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured, according to Palestinian officials. Human rights groups say that Israel used excessive force. Israel says the troops fired at those posing a threat and warns it'll do the same tomorrow. Protests are supposed to last until mid-May, but the Israeli army says it will not allow the protests to continue. Daniel Estrin is in Gaza City right now. Daniel, despite the warning from Israel today, are Palestinians still preparing for protests tomorrow?
They are, Lisa. They're stockpiling old tires to burn at the border, collecting tires at intersections for trucks to come pick up and drive to the border. And they're going to burn those tires to try to create a smoke screen to make it hard for soldiers on the other side of the border to see what's going on. Now, I just want to give you a picture of what this whole area looks like. There's flat farmland. There's a fortified border fence on the Israeli side. Soldiers have set up dirt mounds. Sometimes you can see soldiers coming up from behind them. And then on the other side of the border fence, there's an area about 400 or 500 meters long on the Gaza side where protesters are gathering. There are some ambulances there too. There's a sand barrier, a kind of berm that's been set up. And then behind that are tents and food trucks and this kind of festival atmosphere. Now, also today, a Palestinian militant was killed in an Israeli airstrike. A militant group claimed him as one of its own. Another man died of his wounds sustained during Friday's violence. And another interesting thing that's happening today is that Hamas, the militant group that is controlling Gaza, Hamas is paying $200 vouchers to people who were wounded on the border. We went to a bank today. We saw young men on crutches holding these colorful vouchers branded with the Hamas logo and cashing them in. Now, Hamas describes this as a way to compensate, you know, people for their commitment to the Palestinian cause. I spoke to some people at the bank and I said, will this encourage more people to go protest tomorrow? One person said, yes, I think it will. Another man said, no, it won't. People here have a very bad financial situation. There's high unemployment, and people really need the money.
That situation is hard to decipher. We know that these protests, these sit-ins, have been billed as nonviolent. Who's responsible for them turning violent?
Right. Well, it depends on who you ask. I mean, the Israeli army says that Hamas is turning the border zone into a battlefield under the pretext of a peaceful protest. And it says that anyone who tries to harm the border fence or harm soldiers is endangering him or herself, and is warning about tomorrow, saying that that is what is going to happen tomorrow. Now, the army spokesman spoke to reporters. He would not specify the army's rules of engagement, you know, when exactly it's going to shoot. It does, in terms of, you know, in which area, how close can you get up to the border fence? But it said Israel has no problem in general with nonviolent demonstrations. The Palestinians, you know, when you go up to this area and you see families picnicking, not right up to the border where there are youth with slingshots, and Israel says militants have approached the border. So there is there's a mixed group of people coming to these protests.
What is, we know that there was, Israeli officials spoke with reporters today. What did they say about how they want to stop the protests from continuing? Because these protests are supposed to go on until mid-May. Maybe you can tell us this. Significance of that date.
Right. Well, these protests started last Friday, which was Palestinian Land Day, and it was a day to mark lands lost to Israel. And Palestinians say that they are gathering at the border demanding for the right to return to lands that are in Israel today, and that this will last 6 weeks until mid-May. For the Palestinian, what's called the Nakba Day, the Day of Catastrophe, which marks the time that Israel was founded 70 years ago. Israel says, the Israeli army says that that Hamas knows exactly the area next to the border that is it considers a hostile zone, and it warns Hamas and warns other people not to go near there.
The larger picture here, Daniel, is what? I mean, there's obviously long been violence between Gaza and Israel. What if anything, is different about these events?
Well, this is the first time Palestinians are holding daily protests, this kind of sit-in, for such a long time every day at the border. You know, Hamas and Israel have fought three wars in the last decade, but this is something very different.
All right. Thank you. Daniel Estrin, NPR international correspondent, speaking to us from Gaza City. Thank you, Daniel.
You're welcome, Lisa.